Praise the Lord, everybody. And what happened to all the church? They all left. Everybody left.
They must have knew I was speaking, so
they thought cookies were better. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. Good to be with you. And praise the Lord. Everybody looks good this morning. Everybody had their coffee? I only had half a cup of coffee, so I'm going to need your help today. All right? Hallelujah. Maybe tonight I'll get my full cup of coffee. It will be better. Praise the Lord. Good to be with Pastor Roberts and his wife. I saw her holding the baby and worshiping the Lord. She was in heaven. Hallelujah. And we had a great time in Vietnam. Did we do anything crazy? I know you did many crazy things, but did we do anything crazy together? I don't know. It's crazy has become just a way of life to me, so I don't know what's weird anymore. But I'm sure he's got many, many weird stories to tell you of things he ate and things he saw. And we rode a motorbike together. Yeah, that doesn't happen every day. For me, it does.
It was easy for him to put on a helmet. I was afraid to get my hair messed up, brother.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that.
Praise God. We had a good time. Pastor Roberts was with us in several of our meetings. And we've been in Vietnam for 3 years. And it's been very powerful what God is doing in Vietnam. And we've baptized over 800 in those 3 years. And just we've been in the, praise God, we've been in the States for about 2 weeks, almost 3 weeks. And so every week we're still receiving reports that people are still getting baptized while we're gone. And they sent me some pictures, because they said, are y'all comfortable? You want to stand for a little bit? Just stand for a little bit longer. I'll stand the whole time. Don't worry. And so it's a communist country. There's only 5 countries in the world that are communist, and we are one of them. So most of what we do is underground. It's kind of hidden, so we don't have church like this. They just sent me pictures this week where we have like karaoke bars where the bottom they serve alcohol, and upstairs you have separate rooms for karaoke, and people get drunk, smoke, and do karaoke. But we've had to rent out those karaoke rooms to have church in, so everybody just thinks when we get loud, we're drunk. Hallelujah. And that is the goal, to get drunk on the Spirit. And they even sent me a picture where all these pastors, they rented out a hotel room, put 2 of the beds together, and all the pastors were sitting on the bed. And so we have somebody that took our place while we're gone, and he was climbing on the beds, laying hands on everybody, praying for everybody. So it's very different, and it's really cool. It's really cool. Hallelujah. But of course, this is pretty cool too. I mean, you've got a lot to look at here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, again, thank you for letting me be with you. And it's very hard for me to only preach a 40-minute message, and because I feel like in 40 minutes you'll finally get to know me, and then you'll be a little more comfortable with me. I only have 2 modes. That's either really off or that's really on, and so we're going to be on today. So praise God, praise the Lord. Possibly tonight I'll show you the video of Vietnam and everything that's happened. We have started the United Pentecostal Church of Vietnam last year. We've licensed 3 ministers. We started 4 Bible schools, and possibly getting ready to start our 5th Bible school. And it's very exciting, very exciting. And I guess the young people are gone, but next year is AYC Vietnam. So send all the young people and the old as well. Hallelujah. All right, let's get into the Word. Revelation chapter 19, verses 10. Everybody doing okay? Everybody looking good, feeling good? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right. Well, of course, ministry in Vietnam is a little different than what we do in the U.S., so altar call starts now. Altar call starts now. Okay? Hallelujah. I know U.S., we're used to after the preaching, but it starts now. Whenever you feel or hear something, just respond to it. And we expect Jesus just to be Jesus today. And, Jesus is very supernatural. So whatever you know is natural, he goes beyond that. Hallelujah. Revelations 19 verses 10. And I'll, before we read that, Psalms chapter 105 verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Make known his deeds among the people. Isaiah chapter 12 verses 4. And that day shall they say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name, declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Hallelujah. And then here we go, Revelations chapter 19, verses 10. The second half of that, it says, is it the same as what I got? Okay, go to Revelations chapter 10, B. You got A. Go to B. Sister, you keep playing, I'm going to have to sing. And then everybody will go to Sunday school class. Hallelujah. All right. As you go to B, it says, part of A says, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus, worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And that's what I want to talk to you about. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Within a testimony is the spirit of prophecy. Look at somebody next to you. Say, we're going to have a move of God today. We're going to have a move of God. Just relax and open your spirit. We're going to have a move of God. Get comfortable. Jesus is here. He's easy to be around. He's very easy to be around. Lift your hands, Jesus. You're going to talk to us today. You're going to do everything that you want to do today, Jesus. It's going to happen. We open our spirit to the voice of God, to the move of God, to the touch of your Holy Spirit, Father. Thank you for this great church, for the people of God, and the pastor that you have given this church, Jesus. We open our spirit to ancient prophecies. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. Everybody say, in Jesus' name. And you can be seated. Hallelujah. Here's what I know about prophecy. Prophecy is not bound by a location. Prophecy is not bound by a feeling. You don't have to feel it for it to happen. Hallelujah. Now let me just start from the beginning and say the Asian culture, what you've seen in some of our meetings, is not a lot of emotion. There's not a lot of yelling, there's not a lot of crying, there's not a lot of expression, but people are still moved by the Spirit, they're still healed, they still receive the Holy Spirit. Asian culture is a little more of a quieter culture sometimes in the church culture. But American culture, we are very emotional, we're very demonstrative, we're very expressive. But what I want to say is the move of God is not bound by your emotions. You absolutely don't have to feel anything. You don't have to feel nothing at all. You can simply be healed. You don't have to feel anything. God can totally just transform things in your life. It can happen. Actually, it happened to me this week. Now, I've started to become more influenced by Asian culture. But this week, I went to church and my feet were hurting so, so bad. I said, Jesus, I'm going to go up to that front. They're going to pray for me. I'm going to walk back and I'm going to be healed. I walked up to the front. They laid their hands on me, prayed for me. I felt nothing. I walked back to my seat, started moving my feet around. My feet were completely healed. My feet were healed. The move of God is not bound by an emotion or a feeling. Really, your emotions should follow faith, but sometimes faith follows emotions. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody say, amen. Now, half of us probably woke up and didn't want to get out of bed, right? But our faith said, we're going to church today, whether I feel like it or not. Give time for the coffee to kick in, but I'm following my faith and I'm going to church, right? Praise the Lord. With prophecy, the fulfillment of prophecy is not bound by what you feel. You don't have to feel anything. It's not bound by a location either. You can just have the fulfillment of a prophecy. With prophecy, it never dies. Every utterance, every prophetic utterance, which is prophecy, is a declared will, purpose, and the intention of God. Hallelujah. That's what prophecy is. So this church has received many prophecies. You have received prophecies. Your pastor has many prophecies upon him. And many of these things have not been fulfilled yet. But they are not bound by time and location. Prophecy is a spiritual utterance that is in the spirit. So all you have to do is get in the spirit and pull the invisible into the visible. Let me give you an example. The prophecy of Joel, what that video was showing, the prophecy was the outpouring of the spirit upon all flesh. But it never happened until somebody prayed the prophecy out of the invisible into the visible. Hallelujah. And they didn't stop praying until the prophecy was fulfilled. Praise the Lord. Everybody say, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I'm gonna give you some prophecy, but the scripture says that the word of faith is in your mouth. That means when I prophesy something, you have to mix faith with it and say, yes, I believe it. I believe it. And I'm not going to stop praying until I see it. In the name of Jesus, praise God. Now, here's how I see prophecy. I see prophecy, if you've ever been in a plane and sometimes the plane's getting ready to make a landing, but before it lands, it's looking for everything on the ground to be cleared out. There's got to be a smooth runway for that plane to land. Hallelujah. And I have been in a plane getting ready to land. Right before we land, we just circle for about an hour because things are happening on the ground. This is how I see prophecy. That prophecy is trying to come upon us. The prophecy that God wants to use us, that God's going to pour out His Spirit, that God is going to heal all our infirmities, all of our weaknesses, diseases, and sickness. That's a prophetic word from God. But it's waiting to land when everything becomes right on the ground. Hallelujah. But until that happens, we're going to have to pray. God, get this out. God, get that out. God, give me a right mind. I don't have to feel anything for this to happen. It can just simply happen. It can just simply happen. Everybody say, amen. Hallelujah. We got a talking church here? Hallelujah. Now, I told you I've only had half a cup of coffee. I hope you have my other half. So I'm going to preach half the message. You're going to have to preach the other half. Everybody say, amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to help that guy out. Praise God. A prophet in the Old Testament that prophesied was also called a seer. All right? And what that means is when he would prophesy something, he can see it. Sometimes in the spirit, and for your own life, you've got to close your eyes so you can see what you can't see. Hallelujah. You've got to close your eyes to see what you can't see until you see it. Now, that's a lot of seeing. Okay? But I hope you got that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because sometimes we can become distracted by what we see. So you've got to close your eyes and see what can't be seen. You know, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man is born again, he cannot. The first part of kingdom of God, and in the kingdom is peace, is joy, is healing, is virtue, is love, is all what we need. But the first part of entering into the kingdom is seeing. And with prophecy, you can't just hear it, but you've got to see it. You've got to see it. I can see that happening to me. When it said outpouring upon all flesh, I can see my family receiving the Holy Ghost. I can see my neighbors. I can see my friends. I don't see it, but I'm closing my eyes until I can see it. And I'm praying until I do see it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody say, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to give you some prophecy today. I'm going to give you a foretelling of the intended will and purpose of God for your life. Hallelujah. How many want to know what that is? How many want it? Now, I will tell you that, you know, when I came into the church, I was going to prison for 5 years. Here's my introduction. I was going to prison for 5 years for trafficking narcotics. My mother prayed one prayer, and it took so much out of her. That prayer took so much strength out of her, she couldn't get out of bed for 1 week. That was the week that I came to the Lord. I was baptized in Jesus' name, received the Holy Spirit, and never had to go to prison again. Hallelujah. So I was born into the kingdom of God out of that type of praying. My mother believed if the outpouring of the Spirit is for all flesh, it's for my boy. And I'm going to pray until I see it. I don't see it now, but I'm going to pray until I see it. Hallelujah. She already saw it. She was praying till it manifested itself. So I came into the church out of intercessory prayer. And when we went to Vietnam out of this calling and this burden, and when we went to Vietnam, there was nothing there. There was no apostolic church there. There was nothing that resembled anything apostolic. So what I learned from my mother was pray, pray. I could see it. I could see it. I could see revival. I could see an outpouring. In the vision that God gave my mind, the vision that He allowed me to see was we need to take the gospel to four generations. And what that means is I need to preach the gospel to somebody that's going to preach the gospel to somebody that's going to preach the gospel to somebody that's going to preach the gospel. I seen it in my mind, but when I opened my eyes, there was nothing. There was absolutely nothing. What I learned from my mother was to get on my knees and intercede. And when I say intercede, I don't mean now I lay me down to sleep. I mean my mother taught me to groan, in travail. If you want it bad enough. I was with some preachers a while ago, and I said, how bad do you want it? They were saying many things that they were wanting the Lord to do. I said, how bad do you want it? One of them said, oh, I want it really, really bad. Rut, 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 rut. That's all I know, Vietnamese. I don't know bad. They were saying that, oh, I want it bad. I want it, oh, I want it so bad. I said, you don't want it bad enough. When you want it so bad that you don't have the words to say how much you want it, you're going to receive it. It comes out, the Bible says, it comes out with groanings that are too deep to be uttered. It's just, oh, God, save this people. Save this nation. How do I affect a whole entire nation that has nothing? I don't know how to, but I want it so bad. Oh. I will tell you that when we showed up to Vietnam and there was nothing, and where do we start? We have no idea where to start. We start out on knees with 10 hours of prayer, 6 days a week. When Paul says, in the body or out of the body, there's so much that comes out of you, you just don't know where you're at anymore. There's so much strength and virtue, and the next day you wake up because you want it so bad, and you go back, and in 10 hours of travail prayer, oh, God, save the lost. They don't know they're lost, but oh, God, save the lost. I will tell you, in Vietnam, that's how it opened up. The prophecy is God will have a Gentile revival of every nation, kindred, and tongue. This outpouring of the Spirit will go into all nations. That's the prophecy, and even though I don't see it, when I pray, I see it. When I open my eyes, it's not there. But when I pray, it's there. So I'm praying, I'm praying, I'm praying, I'm praying until when I open my eyes, it's there. And after about 3 weeks, hallelujah, we bought a Lion King little kid's swimming pool. Hallelujah. You ought to see the picture of that. That's pretty funny. And we put that in our living room. And after 3 weeks of prayer, we got our first baptism in Jesus' name. Our first one. Oh, I was so excited. We only have 100 million people in the nation of Vietnam, but when we got one, whoo,
I was so excited because what I know about the things of God is it comes. The cloud the size of a man's hand. It doesn't come automatically with an outpour. You start to see something. And if you will keep believing, that something will turn into an outpouring. Hallelujah. So within 9 months from that 3 months we baptized, 6 months after that, 9 months of us being there, we baptized hundreds and hundreds of people. And what happened was we baptized the head leaders of the Baptist Church, the Mennonite Church, the Full Gospel Church, the Lutheran Church. I don't know if I said Full Gospel. We baptized them too. We baptized so many head leaders, the Mennonites and the Seventh-day Adventists. I can't remember all of them. We baptized so many of their head leaders. The organizations got scared. They came together. They called a 3-day prayer meeting. And what they said, from the south of Vietnam to the north, they sent word to all those that are a part of their organizations, for 3 days, we want you to pray and fast against this Jesus name baptism. It is a new doctrine that's coming into Vietnam, but it's not new. It's the oldest doctrine. Hallelujah. And so they had 3 days of prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. Let's pray against this Jesus name baptism. So all these organizations are now spreading our message that baptism is only done in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins. Hallelujah. You'll totally be transformed if that happens. They started telling everybody about it. What am I saying? I'm saying that Jesus said the gospel would be preached into all the world. All the world. All he's looking for. That's a prophetic word in the spirit. Not in Vietnam. In the spirit. In the spirit. It's over you right now. It's over you. In the spirit. It hovers over you right now. When you become so desperate to say, I want that. I want that. I want that. I'm telling you, when you become so desperate with the prophecies that God has given us, they will be fulfilled. Won't you lift your hands? Jesus, I want this. I want my life to matter. I want my life to count. I don't want to be religious. Come on, lift your hands. Open your spirit. I want to affect nations in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, open your heart for a minute. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 When you see it, you will see it. When you pray it out of the invisible and you start to see it while you're praying it, you will see it. You will see it. Hallelujah. Somebody say, amen. Praise God. Y'all doing okay? I told you I had my half a cup. Y'all running on your half? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Here's what I want to tell you. That Jesus is going to use somebody. He's going to use somebody. When you get tired of hearing everybody else's stories, and you say, Jesus, I want my own. I want my own. And I'm not leaving here until I get it. I am not leaving here until you do something in me. Your human mind and ability is not able to figure out the plans of God. But if you can get in the Spirit is the fulfillment of the plans of God. He knows how to do it. We don't know how to do it. But if we can step into the Spirit, that's where everything takes care of itself. Hallelujah. Listen to this. I want to give you a word of prophecy. Prophecy alone will not do it. Just a prophetic word will not do it. Listen to this. In the United States, I believe it was in Maryland, they built a radio station. And everything was perfect. They were ready to launch the radio station. When they would send out signals, the signals kept being blocked. So they found out what was blocking the signals. They traveled all the way over to Europe. When they got to Europe, they found out there was another radio station that was blocking that signal. The only problem was that radio station was destroyed in 1930. But the signals never died. The sound waves, the voices, the prophecies never die. They never die. The prophecies that were given to us all the way back in the Old Testament, they're here right now. They are here right now. They're in this building right now, in the Spirit. They are here right now. Everything God intended to do is here right now. The gifts of the Spirit are here. The callings of God is here. Healing is here. Miracle is here. Faith is here. It's all right here in the Spirit. And desperation says today, today, not tomorrow, not a camp meeting, but today, today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I went to this meeting. We just baptized 10 of the pastors and about 40 of the church members. And so they invited me on Sunday to preach. And as I was preaching, it was going good. I had a full cup of coffee that day. It was going good. And I knew I was in the Spirit. And as I was preaching, my eyes were closed. And I was preaching. And I saw this lady over here with a baby. And not David. Where's David at? He's my best friend already. Hallelujah. I saw this lady with a baby. And I picked up the baby while I was preaching. And I just kept preaching. And I said, Jesus, I command this baby to be completely whole right now. In Jesus' name. I gave that baby to the mother. Later, after the service, the mother came up to the front with the baby in hand. Church is over with. And she says, will you pray for my baby? Now, I am thinking the only time I really like to pray for the sick is in the Spirit. If I'm in the Spirit, it's done. It's done. If you're in the Spirit, it's done. And so I'm tired at this point. You know, Vietnam's a little hot, just a little hot. So I have sweat layers on palms. Layers and layers. I just sweat. I'm tired. I'm ready to go home. And she hands me this baby and wants me to pray for the baby. Now, I already prayed for the baby in the Spirit and knew that the baby was already healed. I don't know what it was, but I knew the baby was going to be whole. I knew it. But when she came to the front, out of religious tradition tells her that after the church, you have to come to the front, have the minister anoint the baby with oil. That minister will pray for the baby. That's religious tradition. The flow of the Spirit is opposite of religious tradition. That's why I'm saying the altar call starts now. As simply as you hear something you believe or feel something in the Spirit, you just say yes. Yes, I want that. It can happen now. You don't have to come up front. That stuff can happen anywhere at any time. And so I take the baby. I say, Mother, you need to make a covenant with God. If God heals this baby, you'll live for God for the rest of your life. For the rest of your life. You know, that's what it means to call for the elders of the church, and they will lay hands on the sick, and they'll pray the prayer of faith. That prayer of faith translates to mean you make a covenant with God, and through your covenant, God will heal you. So I already knew the baby was healed, but I said, Mother, now you make a covenant with God. She made a covenant with God. A week later, I got a report that baby had some sort of brain damage. And now the baby is laughing and smiling and drinking out of a straw by itself. It's never done this before. And because the mother made a covenant with God, that mother was baptized, received the Holy Ghost, and she is teaching Bible studies out of her home. Hallelujah. Here's what I want to prophesy to you. If you can get in the Spirit, you can receive anything you need. If you can just simply get in the Spirit. Oh, there it is. I feel it. Hallelujah. That's it. I sense that God is here. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Whatever your need is. If you can get in the Spirit, I'm giving you truth right now. I'm giving you truth. If you can get in the Spirit, God is there. God is there. Jesus is there. Let's take a minute and let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, everything's made whole. Everything is made whole. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Pastor Roberts was with us. Hallelujah. I'm gonna be me. Is that okay? Can we just take a moment? Can we just pray? Can we take a couple minutes and pray? Jesus, hallelujah, we sense that You're here. You're wanting to say something. You're wanting to do something, Jesus. We open our spirits to You now, Father. I open my heart. I open my spirit to You. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have any sort of sickness, you have any pain in your body, would you just stand to your feet? Nobody's going to do anything. It's okay. Praise God. Any sort of sickness or any pain, praise the Lord. You do not have to feel anything. You don't have to feel anything. But after we pray, I want you to see if that pain is still there. Okay? You don't have to have any goosebumps. You don't have to talk in tongues. Jesus can simply just come by you and touch you and you not even know it until you feel, hey, that pain's gone. Lift your hands. Jesus, by the authority that You have given me as a God-called man of God, I speak virtue and healing to these bodies. I command all sickness to leave these bodies. Now, Jesus, I command it to come out of the body now. I command all pain to come out of the body. In the name of the Lord Jesus, just lift your hands. Jesus, I thank You. I thank You. I thank You because of Your love. Because of the love of God. Because of the love of God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Be seated. I have been sick for several days. But I have told myself this morning, Jesus, that while I'm preaching, it's going to clear up. I can feel it clearing up in my throat. I can feel it clearing up in my throat. It's simply, can I tell you, mature faith is just knowing. Mature faith is just you know that you know that you know. I don't have to feel anything. I don't have to see anything. I just know. I just know. It is a confidence in God's prophetic word. He's not a man that He should lie. He cannot lie. If He said the children are coming back home, they're coming back home. If He said the lost are going to be saved, they're going to be saved. It doesn't matter what you see. It doesn't matter what you feel. You just know. And your knowing will become a seeing. And your seeing will bring a feeling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I was at a meeting. And this lady came to the front. You better put me on that countdown you all had up there. I need that countdown. This lady came up front. She had a wrist pain. And we prayed for her. She walked away after church. And she said, oh, I thought the Lord was going to heal me. I guess He didn't. Oh, I didn't say anything because I'm the guest. I'm not the pastor. Hallelujah. So I kept my mouth shut. But in my mind, I was saying, lady, I prayed the prayer of faith. I believe God healed you, but you just spoke against faith. You just spoke doubt. So I don't blame why God's not going to heal you. You just said He didn't. When I said He did. Hallelujah. So when you've got a word, you've got to walk in that word until it manifests itself. The very next service, I was with a pastor, and the pastor he had no voice, and his throat was bleeding. I went over to the pastor and just touched him on his throat and said, Jesus, I command this to be healed. Any goosebumps? No. Any talking in tongues? No. Anything happened that instant? Didn't happen that instant. But with time, that pastor grabbed the microphone and started yelling in the microphone. Hallelujah. Your faith is not bound by a feeling, it's bound to the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody say, I believe that. I believe that. Let me go quickly. Let me tell you what God is doing, because in a testimony is a prophetic foretelling of what God wants to do in your life. As I tell you this, I want you to see God doing it in you. The PI that you taught at we call him Pastor Money, Muksu Ten. We just call him Pastor Money. And we were at that meeting 2 months before you came. There's that young guy. We laid hands on him. He fluently started speaking in tongues. started speaking in tongues. God healed his back at the same time. And he is a very, very new Christian. I'm talking very new. Every one of your Sunday school kids knows more than this guy knows. That is not exaggerating. That's the truth. But when he received the Holy Ghost, I saw him go to his knees and begin to groan. After he was wiped, done speaking in tongues, God healed his back. We prayed a second time. He went to his knees and he began to groan and cry. And I know that travail. I know it very well. It's for the lost. The next day, he drives 6 hours to his family. He baptizes his whole family in the name of Jesus. Now, this guy knows nothing. I just give him a couple scriptures. Read these scriptures. If they believe in Jesus Christ, repented of their sins, baptize them in Jesus' name and expect the Lord will do supernatural things. Hallelujah. He's not natural. He's supernatural. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so, after he baptized his family, he found this guy that could not hear and could not speak. And he started pointing at the scriptures to the man that couldn't speak, couldn't hear. And he started signing to him about getting baptized. The guy said he wanted to get baptized. When he baptized the guy, he came out of the water and the man is pointing at his ears saying he can hear a little. He can hear a little. The next week, when he came back to PI, he handed me the phone and he said, listen to this guy. And this guy is speaking in clear Vietnamese, as clear as I can understand. Of course, I say, Toi Tin La Josh. He says, I said, Ban Tin La Yi. And he says, Ban Tin La Hoi. I don't know what he said. And he is speaking to me and hearing me clearly. What I'm saying is, if God can use that man and fill him with the Holy Ghost and convert his whole family and use him to work miracles, what I am prophesying to you is, why not you? Why not even today? Why not today? Why not when you go out to your car, you meet somebody? Why not when you go out to the restaurant, you meet somebody? Why not God activate it today? Why not? Why not? It only happens to the hungry, in the desperate. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands. Lift your hands. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, I believe it can happen. I know it can happen. I know it can happen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Everybody say, it's going to happen. It's going to happen for me. It's going to happen for me. Beyond what you can ask, beyond what you can think, God's going to do something supernatural. It's going to happen. Hallelujah. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Come on, say it. It's going to happen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Let's see what the time is. We're doing good. We're doing good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name. What I want to say is, your life can affect farther than what you can go. If you get to a place to where you say, Jesus, I don't have the money, I don't have the education, all I have is hunger. All I have is hunger. I just don't want to end my life and that's it. I just went to church. That was it. There's got to be something more than this. How do I affect my world? I never heard anybody say this, and I didn't really care. But how do I affect a whole entire nation? When my life's done, when the calling's over with, and everything's just finished, how do I affect a whole entire nation for the name of Jesus? How does my life impact a nation? Not just a family, a community. How do I impact a nation? I didn't hear people say that, and I don't really care. But I want that. I want that. And I'm not smart enough. I don't have the money. I don't have all these things. But I do have a hunger. I have a hunger. And it will happen. It will happen. It will happen. That's all I know. That's all I know. I know God's going to do some things, and I know it's going to happen with me. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't have any of the things that I need to make it happen outside of Jesus. That's it. That's it. And just this desperation that says, my life has to count. We were driving in a taxi late at night. I got a phone call from this mother, this Vietnamese mother in North Carolina. I don't know how she received my phone number. I don't know. It was late. She was saying how her son is strung out on drugs. He's been gone for 2 months. She's very worried. I said, ma'am, let me pray a prayer. Call me in the morning. I said, Jesus, I command that boy to come home right now in Jesus' name. All right, ma'am, God bless you. Call me tomorrow. Let's talk. She calls me tomorrow just laughing and crying and just so happy. And finally, I got it out of her. She said, her son came home. Hallelujah. After 2 months. I said, ma'am, give me 15 minutes. Just give me 15 minutes. I got to share something with you. I said, ma'am, I began to share the scriptures that every time they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That only Jesus has the authority and the power to make you new, to give you what you need, to wash away your sins, to make you whole. Father, Son, Holy Spirit is religious tradition, but the name of Jesus Christ has supernatural power. She says, I believe all the scriptures you're telling me. I said, pulled up on my phone. I said, here's the address. Go to this place. It was Saturday morning. I said, go to this place tomorrow. They will baptize you in Jesus' name. You will never be the same. She calls me the following day. She says, oh, Josh, I am so excited. I am so excited. I feel so whole. I feel so complete. I went to that church. They baptized me in Jesus' name. I can't tell you what I feel and what is going on inside of me. I said, ma'am, I know it happened to me. And if it happened to me, I said, Jesus, I'll give it away to everybody. If you did it for me, I'll give it away to everybody. What I am prophesying to you is the decisions you make to live for God will go farther than what you can ever go. Can I tell you, we have baptized over 30 people in the United States. 32 people in the United States while being in Vietnam. Because when I said 4 generations, I saw it. 9 months, it became visible. In 9 months, we had 4 generations of baptism. And our 4th generation went all the way back to America, baptized in Seattle, Detroit, North Carolina, Maryland. Hallelujah. It's happening. It's happening. If you're hungry for it, you don't have to think it up. You just got to be hungry for it, and your life can go farther than what you can ever go. If you're hungry for it, lift your voice and say, oh God, I'm hungry for it. Oh God, I'm hungry for it. I'm hungry for it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I have found that when I focus on harvest and lost souls, that God takes care of my own personal needs. God takes care of my own needs, the things that I'm struggling with in my mind and my body. God takes care of that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to this, and I'm closing. God spoke to me several months ago, and He said, before there is a problem, there is always a prophecy. Before the problem ever comes, there's a prophecy for that problem. The problem is no surprise. The prophecy was given before the prophecy ever came. And the Lord told me, I gave a prophecy all the way in the Old Testament. If you touch the hem of my garment, you will be healed. But every Sabbath day, religious people walked past an ancient prophecy unfulfilled. It was a prophecy that was unfulfilled. They walked right past it and went to the temple and said, oh God, we need this. Oh God, we need that. We need this. We need that. We got these problems. And they went home and never had their needs met. The whole time they're walking past a prophecy. But when the woman heard, hearing, faith comes by hearing. When she heard about Jesus, she said, possibly this is my day. 15 years of trying, 15 years of camp meeting, 15 years of Sabbath days, and never met, praying the same prayer and never met, but possibly. And the scripture says, she pressed in. Can I tell you, for us, it's pressing beyond all the mental struggles of what people say and what I think and what I feel. It's pressing in past all that stuff, saying, today's my day. Today is my day. When she reached the hem of His garment, that was a prophecy that was always there, but never fulfilled until desperation. desperation, reached out to a prophecy. Here's what I want to tell you. In this church, one person can open up something in the spirit where after that woman touched his garment, everyone said, if I can just touch his garment. Nobody was saying that before, but when she pressed in, when she opened it up, everybody started saying, I just need to touch him. I need to touch him. You can open up something in the spirit for this church that never dies. It's like a prophecy. It never dies. It never dies. I want to tell you that all the prophecies from the starting of this local church, all of the prophecies that have been given are here. They're here right now. They've never died. God didn't take back His word. God didn't lie. It is going to happen. It's here right now. And it will happen for those that press in. Press in. Here. Stand with me. I tell you one last story. I went to... You know, before Vietnam, we were in India, and we've seen many miracles and many great things. In between India and Vietnam, it was something in me that said, God, there's got to be more. There's got to be more. Not that I'm dissatisfied. Not that I'm not grateful. I'm very grateful for all of that. But there has got to be more. I don't know what it is, and I don't know how to put it in words, but my heart... Heart is saying, I've got to have more. I've got to have more. How do I go into Vietnam with what I have? We have seen literally the greatest miracle I've seen is when that arm in India literally grew out in front of my face. And what I'm telling you happened. I prayed over the lady. I said, in the name of Jesus, be completely whole, restored, and made be healed. In Jesus' name. Felt no goosebumps, didn't talk in tongues, stepped away, and the lady's sitting like this. Nothing. Ma'am, why don't you stretch your arm and see if God healed your arm? And her arm just immediately shot out. And that Buddhist woman went running out the church through the village. Didn't feel nothing. God is not bound by feelings. I know we're addicted to feelings. I know we are. But God is not bound by it. That's the greatest. But so we saw things like that. In between that and Vietnam, I'm saying, Jesus, there's got to be more. There's got to be more. I went to a meeting in Ohio before I left for Vietnam. I went to that meeting. The whole way I drove there, 1 hour, my heart was beating the whole way there. Oh, I would go to cry, but I'd try to stop crying and just drive there. My heart was beating because there was something in me that says, God, there's got to be more. Thank you for that. But Jesus, what about today? Thank you for the stories back then, but where are my stories today? Thank you for all of their stories and all of the revival that happens everywhere else. But where's my revival? My heart's just pounding. My heart's just pounding. I'm going to get something in this meeting. I'm going to get something. And I don't care what they think. And I don't care how they look at me and what they say. And you know, I'm supposed to look a certain way. And I don't really care about that. I'm just hungry. I'm hungry. I'm desperate. I'm desperate. When that man... started to act like he was going to give an altar call. He didn't even give the altar call. I thought he was going to give the altar call. I ran out of that pew and I ran up to the front and I said, oh God, that man said to me, he said, lift your hands as high as you can. I was on my tippy toes saying, oh God, when he said, open your heart and your spirit like a funnel. Suck in everything God has. I said, oh God! Oh God! Oh God! Oh God! The next thing I know, I'm laying on the floor, beating my chest, saying, I got it. I got it. What did I get? I don't know what I got. I don't even know what I wanted. I don't know what I needed. I didn't even know how to put it in words. I didn't know how to put it in words. But I knew I got it. I knew I got it. And something opened up for me out of desperation. That when I walked past people that were demonically possessed, I've never seen this in all of my life. When I would just walk past them because God gave me something out of desperation,
I would see people rip at themselves with demonic possession, and you could visibly see the spirits come out. People you just walk by, like the book of Acts, just walk by and they say, I feel something in my heart. Feel something in my heart moving. I'm supposed to have surgery tomorrow. Finding out that when they went to the doctor, they were healed. No prayer was made. There was no feeling. There was nothing. It was, I received something out of desperation. Everything the book of Acts said we have in the Spirit, it belongs to the desperate. It belongs to the desperate. I'm going to tell you the same thing that was told to me. I said, Jesus, I can only give what you have given me. If you have not given me anything, I cannot give it back. But if you've given me something, I will give it to the body of Christ. I will give it to the body of Christ. I started going and I began to tell this story. It so impacted me. Even 3 years ago this happened. It's still real. It's still working. I began to go to meetings and tell this story. And I said, the same thing that was told to me. Come to the front only if you're desperate. Only if you are desperate and hungry for God. You want something from God. And I would ask that not everybody come, but only the desperate. Only the desperate. And a few would come. Lift up your hands as high as you can. Open your heart and spirit as wide as you can. And like a vacuum, suck in everything God has for you. I would see young men that I know had no experience would turn around to a congregation and prophesy like a prophet. I would see young people turn around and lay hands upon those and they instantly receive the Holy Ghost. They've never laid hands on anybody before. It's called a supernatural impartation. Paul said in the book of Romans, I have come to impart a spiritual gift to you. That you are not lacking, that this church is not lacking, that you as a member of the body of Christ, you are activated. Everything God has put in you is activated. It's already in you. It needs to be activated and unlocked. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you see it? In the name of the Lord. If you're hungry, you need something from God. You're desperately wanting something from God. And you're more hungry than you are concerned by the opinions of people and what people think and what you sound like and what you look like. If you are hungry, we do reserve the altar for this time, expecting God to do supernatural things. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, let hunger come out of your spirit. I've given you testimonies that are prophecies of what God can do in your personal life. Not somebody else. I prophesied to you of what God intends. He is wanting. He has foreordained to do in your life. You've got to pray it down. You've got to pray the prophecy down. I want you to lift your hands as high as you can. I want you to lift your hands as high as you can. I want you to open your heart and your spirit. I want you to reach in faith. Reach, reach, reach. That's it. That's it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, let the voice of hunger out. Let the voice of hunger out. In the name of the Lord, every eye closed. See it in your mind. Now, Father, such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus. Now. Now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, let it be a house of prayer. Let it be a house of prayer. Every eye closed, every mind focused upon the Lord. Let it come from the deep part of your soul, from your spirit. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Let your faith reach. Let desperation reach the heavens. Ilaboko, now, Father, by the authority of Jesus Christ, I transfer anointing and giftings of the kingdom of God now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord. Be whole, be whole. Every area of your body, be whole. In the name of the Lord, be whole in Jesus' name. I command it to happen now. Now, 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 now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. Don't lose that. Forget about everybody else around you. Let this become a house of prayer. Let it become a house of prayer. Jesus, I speak to every mind. I command it to be clear. I command every mind to be clear. The confusion to go out of every mind. In Jesus' name. The clarity of the Spirit to come to every mind. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the torment that you've been having in your mind, I command you to be whole. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, come on. Keep praying. The average prayer around the altar in America lasts for 5 minutes. The average prayer lasts for 5 minutes. I'm asking that hunger overtakes you. Hunger from God. Hunger from God. Yes. God's going to do it for you, man. God's going to do it for you. Hallelujah. It's going to be beyond what you've asked for. In the name of the Lord, it's going to be beyond what you thought could happen. It's going to be greater. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I believe God for you, ma'am. I believe God for you. I believe God for you in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you have prayed. The Holy Ghost has ministered to you. The Holy Ghost has flown through you. I want you to put your hands upon a brother or a sister next to you. I'm asking that everybody would be involved. You'd just be reverent. You'd close your eyes. You'd focus on the Lord. Put your hand on a brother. Put your hand on a sister. What God is already stirring in you. What God is already stirring in you. Activate it now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. The prophecy of how God wants to use you. It's on you. Now activate it through prayer. Lay hands on somebody and pray for somebody. Activate the gifting. Activate the calling.